Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Base and Binge. After a long time of no episodes, even episodes that I have recorded that I just need to edit, I apologize for the craziness. Days off are rare, hard to come by. So I'm thrilled to have gone to the theater to see a movie. This isn't the first movie I've seen in theater in a while. I saw Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Review coming on that after this. But holy smokes, seeing the new Knives Out movie, Glass Onion, was thrilling. It was exciting. Absolutely loved it, seeing it with my wife. So here are my spoiler-free thoughts about it. Going to keep it 100% spoiler-free. Then, as it is released on Netflix in December, be talking about it then. So let's talk about Glass Onion spoiler-free and all the reasons why you should go see it for the 1 week that is in theaters. So you have 1 week. You really should go see it. You don't need a reason. Just go see it. It's amazing. If you liked the first one at all, be prepared for everything better. Everything in this one is elevated to a level that I was worried wasn't going to happen. Rian Johnson, the writer and director, talked about how the first film was kind of an idea bouncing around his head for about 10 years. Who knows how long the actual process of writing and development was, but it was a long time. Then Netflix bought the rights to the movie in like mid-2021. So he had about a year to write and direct this film. And I was worried that that time crunch would prevent it from living up. But sometimes urgency leads to the best creativity, because the writing, the story, and the plot, the characters and the performances associated with those characters, the production design and the location, all at another level. If you like the camera work, cinematography, and lighting of the first film, it's even better in this one. It is phenomenal. The direction, the pacing, the way that it has genre swapping / genre bending and always is unraveling more layers and allowing Benoit Blanc as a character to do that. The moral conclusion that it comes to, the moral victory that the unraveling brings, the 10 steps ahead nature that you always feel like you're behind, but you're not, that you trying to figure it out and it's constantly redirecting your attention to something else, red herrings, the editing, the constant misdirection, and the reveal. It is extremely satisfying. The film knows how much we enjoy the monologue of Benoit Blanc revealing how the crime was committed, that it gives us two of them. It's phenomenal. It is just phenomenally, phenomenally, phenomenally good. Absolutely love it. And as I'm saying this, there are details in the film that I'm literally realizing right now. Can't wait to go see this again. Maybe catch it next week. Definitely when it comes out on Netflix, but you have 1 week to go see it, and you really, really should. Sincerely, everything about it is just on another level. Rian Johnson has serious talent to create a new genre. Now, there's something about this, because the last film, it is so unique. It's almost a genre in unto itself. There's not much like it. And to get you on board the first film, to get you on board with this genre and the way that the story was going to be told and the characters, it had to spend a lot of time setting it up. And while it starts into it initially, I'm talking about the first Knives Out here, because it's going to set up something different. Like, it breaks your expectations of what type of whodunit this is by removing the suspense of who died and so on and so forth. This starts in a different way, but it starts and it goes. It doesn't have to build it up. It doesn't have to get you on board of what it's doing. Rian Johnson knows that you know what he's doing. And so he just starts immediately. And it's so good. It's just... absolutely phenomenal the way that it starts and just keeps going and doesn't let up. But it's also a really appropriate pace where the intensity is continually building and has moments where it slows down and when it builds. but just the slow wrap up and then unravel of it that's also moving quite quickly is just absolutely super fun to watch. Just and the characters, each character, the cast here is absolutely stacked, and everybody did a phenomenal job. Obviously, Daniel Craig as Benoit is unbelievable, but Edward Norton, Kate Hudson, David Bautista, Janelle Monáe, Catherine Hahn, Leslie Odom Jr., Jessica Henwick, Madeline Klein, it's phenomenal. Noah Siegel is here as another character that's really, really fun. There's just a lot, and there's even characters who, they're not even characters, individuals in the story who literally are throwaway and mean nothing show up, and the character that's there is exciting to you. The actor, sorry, not that character, the actor there, the actors that they got to be in this, and I can't believe what they did, what was accomplished. And it's funny. It's hilarious. The theater that I was in, we were laughing a ton. And it's just funny. I'm trying to keep this spoiler free. But Rian Johnson has just taken what we know he will do and put it on another level. He knows that you're on to him as a writer and as a director. And so he changes up the game. And also knows not to give you what you think you're getting. It is the best way to explain it. Here's an example that is completely spoiler-free. There's nothing spoilery about this. But in an interview for the original Knives Out, he talked about phones and using phones and characters on the phone on the set using phones and Apple having this rule that the villain or the bad guy or the murderer, however you want to label him, is not allowed to have an iPhone. And so in the first film, they had to work within that. So knowing that, and knowing the requirements he was under from Apple, I was like, oh, is he going to show us his hand at the beginning of the film? Am I going to catch a glimpse of an iPhone and know that they're not a suspect? And from the beginning, almost immediately at the beginning of the film, he makes a point to show you that each character is not using an iPhone. And not in a way that's distracting, that if you weren't looking for it, you wouldn't have even noticed. It's very natural the way they use their phones, but they use them in a way that is obvious and can be seen that they don't have an iPhone. Which I love as an example because he knows that you're onto him, but also he does things in a way that aren't too distracting. Even the way that, as I'm talking about this now, details are making more sense. Seeing the conclusion, seeing the foreshadowing, they don't draw too much attention. They're there if you know what you're looking for, but having not seen the film and not knowing to look for it, you don't see it. And it's brilliant. Yeah, I was talking to my wife about this phone thing back on it, how it shows the characters not using a phone. She's like, I didn't even notice what phone they were using because she wasn't looking for it. I knew that. I was looking for it. And so it's this perfect balance of giving you what you want if you're looking for it, but not revealing anything to you if you're not, while also not being distracting for the individuals who don't know whatever we don't know. I really genuinely don't know what else to say without just gushing about the film. I could not wait for it to start. And once it did, I was having a great time. I was laughing with the rest of the audience. We were really, really enjoying it. And you could just tell as the movie ended that people genuinely had a great time with what just came about. It was a blast. Extremely fun. Really, really glad I went and saw it in theaters. So I'm telling you, you need to go see it in theaters. It's there for 1 week, and then you're going to have to wait a whole month until it comes out on Netflix. I'm going to be rewatching it when it's on Netflix constantly, but you need to go see it in theaters. It's a phenomenal film. If you like the first one, I guarantee you're going to like this one. I liked it even more. I'm not going to promise that, but I promise that you'll at least enjoy it and you'll be glad you went. It is an absolute blast. I'm going to keep this spoiler free. One, to keep it short for myself with how busy I am. Two, because it would be hard to talk about this with spoilers because it is so much that has to be unwrapped. I'm going to wait until I see it once or twice more and then release that later this year when it comes out on Netflix so that we can all enjoy the spoilers together. But go see it in theaters. It is a blast. If not, look forward to it in December when it is released on Netflix, December 23rd. Glass Onion, A Knife's Out. Anyway, it's been a blast recording this episode. I apologize it's been so long. More episodes are coming when I get my schedule figured out. Thanks for enduring the hiatus as it goes on. But once again, my name is Harrison. This is The Basin Binge. That's all for now. Ciao, ciao.
You know. know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.